The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, reporting for the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications from Edinburgh, Scotland. And the reports now include routinely that the opening up of tourism, the travel from the U.S., not only the U.S. to Europe and Britain, but vice versa, from Britain and Europe to the United States. The thinking, however, is informed by anecdotal information from different countries that there appears to be a rise in positive reports of the COVID-19. I mention this because there's talk of reversal of the freedom in Germany. There's talk of the reversal of freedom in London. The Prime Minister has used the word lockdown, if, and then there's a series of contingents. So checking in with Scotland, that has been the most cautious of all parts of the British Isles this last year and a half. Simon, you traveled to Glasgow, you came back, and you, the street traffic in Edinburgh and the pedestrian traffic in Edinburgh, you've reported through the summer into the fall, is normal appearing. You've now traveled a little bit in Scotland. You were up at St. Andrews, the beautiful old university. Do you see a change in people's conduct with winter coming on? Is there more masking? Are there challenges at the door when you go into a pub or a restaurant?
This is very interesting, John, and good to be on the show here. I have not seen anyone challenge anyone going into a pub lately. Most people just put their masks on or put a handkerchief over their mouth, and then they just walk in and it's fine. People have gotten used to this. I think people will continue to wear masks for quite a long time after this pandemic is over. Yes, people are going out, probably as much as they were before the pandemic. Probably about the same. The people on the streets are still there. With regard to forthcoming lockdowns, this is how I see it going. If England, as determined by Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, if that goes into a lockdown, then Scotland certainly will. If Scotland goes into a lockdown, it's unlikely that England will do without actually reviewing it first. It's a lot more cautious type of government here in Scotland than it is in England, which is, it's been a bit of a pain to all of us who live here in Scotland. But I think it's not particularly promising when they're threatening another lockdown, which will be basically a third year of bad times.
Germany is in the news for another reason as well. I believe the way the Financial Times presented the story in hours past is that a regulator in Germany, a match with a regulator in Brussels, finds that the Nord Stream 2 paperwork is not in order and has suspended the Nord Stream 2 approval going forward. This Nord Stream 2 is one of the pipelines from Russia to Europe for energy, for heating homes, for heating where Simon is right now in Edinburgh, and also for running businesses. Now, there are other pipelines. One runs through Belarus, and there's a lot of trouble there. Another runs through Ukraine. There's a lot of trouble there. So Nord Stream 2 is a necessity. So what we have here, Simon, is to pay a lot of attention to what's going on in Berlin, because Angela Merkel hasn't departed yet. The new government hasn't formed. There's what you'd have to say unknowns right now about Nord Stream 2 opening. At the same time, Germany is reporting 52,826 new virus cases and is seeking earlier boosters. In other words, what we have here aplenty in America is the third jab, lots of it. I've had my third Moderna now. That is not uniformly commonplace in Europe, if I understand it, nor in Britain. So Germany's preparing for the winter. I'm presuming that Scotland and Britain are preparing for the winter, whether or not there are lockdowns. Is that correct, Simon?
Absolutely. There is a big push to get people to take the third jabs. I will be taking the booster shot as soon as I can and get an appointment to do so, and I think that'll be fine. The first two were relatively painless, so I'll get on down there as soon as I can. The natural gas situation is a big worry. We rely on imports of gas so that we don't freeze. It is chilly in northern Europe, you know, Germany and the UK and Ireland and the Scandinavian countries as well. We really need that gas. There's a great quote in this piece from the BBC about Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He said the choice was coming shortly between, quote, between mainlining ever more Russian hydrocarbons in giant new pipelines and sticking up for Ukraine and championing the cause of peace and stability. This gets into the geopolitics of things that you pointed out, is that we got some tensions surrounding Ukraine and Russia and Belarus and Poland, and the Belarus pipeline would certainly be a threat to Ukraine. But we seem to like Ukraine in Europe because it's seen as a freer place than Belarus. But at the same time, we also need a lot of natural gas at the moment until we can have everything solar powered. So it's a bit of a jam here.
Yes.
When the announcement was made, by the way, when the announcement was made by Germany, then natural gas prices shot up 10%. Now, remember, they're already so
Simon,
expensive.
Simon Constable in Edinburgh, Scotland, comes down to the price of natural gas and the virus. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.